It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two, which means it's time for Tucker's Tape. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com.
Love GoPSURV.com. I love all our sponsors. I love that all our sponsors are like legit sponsors that I actually use, like GoPSURV.com. I've said it a million times at this point that I don't know if people haven't tried it yet. Why not? It's way better than so many of the hotel options up there. To be that close, you just pull up your car, you've got an RV to stay, you've got built-in tailgating, food, drinks, everything right there. They literally drop you off at the game, at the stadium, pick you up afterwards. You don't have to worry about maybe drinking a little bit and then driving. It's perfect. It's like it was designed for people like me that like convenience and like to be able to drink and then not have to drive.
All right, we're going to continue with Tucker's Tape and talk about the latest 2020 recruits from the junior college angle. We're going to look at the JUCO version of it this week. We got a couple guys to look at. Penn State's recruiting class is third in the Big Ten, inside the top 15 nationally for the 2020. They've had a really good summer in terms of adding. They've also lost some high-end guys.
They've done a good job of scrambling. They really have. I don't mean that. I mean that as a compliment.
No. I agree with you. No, they've really done a good job of the big board that they have, however that looks. They've done a good job of having to dig into that and actually yielding fruit from it, and that's not easy. So let's talk about the JUCO guys. Ross, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's start with wide receiver Norval Black.
I have no idea, dude.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
I never know.
Yeah.
I never know how to pronounce these kids' name. I will say this. It is really interesting how many JUCO guys Franklin has taken. And have any of them really panned out yet?
At some point, at Penn State in general, they don't have a great track record with significant contributions from.
Paterno never did it.
Yeah, but he did towards the end, and Aiko Pote was one, and there was some, I forget who the other guy was. But I just think that at some point they need to play. Like Paris Palmer finally played, but that was because of injury. They need some of these guys to kind of step to the front to kind of make it kind of worthwhile to do it, don't you think?
What it appears is happening here, especially because of the transfer portal, it seems like they're just going to JUCO guys for depth. Like Wigan might be their third tackle, or at least he's a guy in the mix to be the third or fourth tackle. And that it doesn't seem like they're counting on very many of these guys to actually be starters or major contributors. It's more of a depth management issue that I would imagine they'll continue to do this, because by the time it's your third year or after your third year, you're probably either going pro, starting, or transfer portal. You know what I mean? How many guys are going to stick around like Johnny Patrician or Holland, who, you know, he's not playing anymore. So not many. So I think it becomes a management issue. And we'll see. I think you'll see a couple kids a year at positions where they're like, hey, man, we might not have very good depth here. Let's get the best JUCO. And they obviously have a pipeline now to Lackawanna.
They do.
Norval Black.
6'2", 170. originally hails from Germantown, Maryland. Last year, 15 catches, 445 yards, 5 touchdowns.
And that is a good way to describe him. 15 catches, 15 catches, like for a whole season.
Yep.
Right? His video. So here's what he's got, right? Nice speed. I mean, he's playing at JUCO. There's some fast kids. He consistently got behind the defense for deep balls. I can't do the math in my head right now, but 400, how many yards?
445 yards.
Yeah, on 15
yards,
catches?
30 yards a catch.
30 yards a catch. His whole video. Good, Bob. What school did you go to?
It's pretty. University of Scranton.
That's right.
Another Ivy League school.
Were you a math major?
I was not a math major.
Got it.
Seems I was like definitely were. Not a math major.
I'm
Go ahead.
Clearly not a math major. I would have gotten out my cell phone, my calculator on my cell phone, but that's where I have my notes on the kids. So I couldn't do both. So anyway, That's what his video is. His video is him like consistently running by kids on nine routes, which is just the old fly route or straight down the field as fast as you can, or deep posts. But he does it over and over again. They had to have watched him on tape and know that's the only route he runs. And they still let him run right by him. Excellent body control. He did a nice job high pointing the ball in red zone and contested catch situation. So they could lob it up to him, and that hurt his average because he had like three or four of those where he's kind of jumping up in the end zone. That's like, so the guy probably averaged like 40 yards a catch in the field of play. It's unbelievable.
Outside the red zone, yeah.
Yeah, outside the red zone. So good job high pointing the ball, red zone, contested catch situations. Physical blocker. You know, there was video, you know, stuff on his video. The thing that's weird, though, is his video is like 5 minutes long. It's like 2.5 minutes of actual playing. And 2.5 minutes, it's like one-on-ones from practice.
Yeah.
I questioned his production. You just said it, 15 catches, 450. Maybe this year he'll have 60 catches and have a huge year for Lackawanna. But I think Penn State just said, look, because he only had 15 catches, people might not know about him. I don't think he had any other offers. When Penn State offered him, but they watched the video and they're like, this kid can run. He came to camp and did well, and they offered him. And maybe this year now he'll have a breakout year. Look, for all we know, because I don't follow it, maybe Lackawanna had two kids ahead of him that were like, you know, going to Oklahoma and Florida State. I don't know. You know, they might have. But he just didn't have a whole lot of tape. He didn't have a whole lot of footage. Didn't have a whole lot of, you know, production, video. But the raw physical stuff looked pretty good. It just was not very varied. It was like just deep posts.
To me,
and by the way, if that's the only thing you can do, it's not the worst thing in the world.
He's 6'1.5", 6'2". He's a one trick pony. And I was thinking, but then when I thought about it, think about this, Ross. What is Penn State going to have in the next 3 years? Three to four years. 3 years probably for sure. Strong arm quarterbacks who can do what? Throw it deep. I went and looked at the depth chart, and I'm like,
and a bunch of little receivers.
A bunch of little receivers, but nobody kind of like just. He's a pure deep nine route, just chuck it up and go get it guy. KJ Hamler can be that guy, but KJ Hamler can be so much more. They
he's
maybe.
Gonna, just, how big say, is KJ you know Hamler? How big is he legitimately, Bob?
I would say he's 170 pounds, about 5'8" or 9".
Okay,
that's probably stretching it. I would think. Since they're going into Florida, they're getting a lot of four-star receivers, and they're going to continue to do this. I would think they must have carved out some kind of special teams role for this guy. They must see him either adding weight, helping in the return game, being a coverage player, because I just don't know why you would take a receiver, a JUCO receiver. That to me is, unless you're looking at him helping in more than just the passing game.
Yeah, I look at it a little differently and see you got strong arm quarterbacks, and this guy knows how to hook up on the other end with strong arm quarterbacks who can just chuck it down the field. That's just me. So we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And this Tucker's Take segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. The buy one, get one free offer for the Idaho and Buffalo games is still on. You rent one RV, you get a second one for free.
That's crazy.
Yeah. By the way, the start times for those games are 3:30 and 7. I'm just saying there's opportunity there.
Yes.
Visit GoPSURV.com or reach
good
out to Mark.
Good opportunity to have someone pick you up after the game.
Reach out to Mark directly, gopsurv.com, or call him at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey, can I make one comment real quick?
Sure.
Remember Brandon McElwain from Council Rock? Penn State really wanted him as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
He went to like South Carolina, transferred to Cal. I just saw where he's not playing football for Cal in 2019, going to focus on baseball instead. I don't remember who they got instead of him. I just think, was that the Sean Clifford year?
That was the Sean Clifford year, yeah.
I just think it's interesting that, I mean, they got the right guy.
They definitely got
to start. This kid's playing baseball for Cal.
Just remember the buy one, get one deal offer from GoPSURV.com ends July 31st. GoPSURV.com, they are the ultimate tailgating experience. All right, continuing with the JUCO 2020 class recruits and Ross breaking them down, quarterback Jair Brown.
So this guy is truly unique. He's got like kind of a squatty build. Like he's thick, power. He looks like a running back. Like what's he listed at?
6'2", 205
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he
like
looks,
he's a thumper.
He looks like a outside linebacker almost playing corner. It's really weird. What do they list him as? Corner or safety?
He's a corner.
Yeah. I mean, his video, you just don't see. I don't think he's 6 foot. I think he's probably 5'10 and a half, 5'11. And he might be 215. Like he's like almost looks like not chunky, but like he's thick. So he's got a thick, powerful build. And I'm sitting there watching being like, there's no way this guy. And then he just locks people up. Terrific technique as a press man corner. Like he gets his hands on people and they weren't going anywhere, or even if they did, he rode them, knew how perfectly to be in. They call it being in phase, right? So you start with putting your hand up, then you run with them, then as the ball's coming you turn and make a play on the football. He's got really good technique, extremely physical. I don't know that they have a corner like him. That like he is like a Revis. Get up in the face of the receiver and jack him in the face. Like Ty Law, is he from Aliquippa? Where's he from? Do you know?
He's from Trenton Central High School in Trenton, New Jersey.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's interesting. 40
tackles last year.
So he uses his hands extremely well to get wide receivers off their route. Superb instincts. He's a ball hawk. There was like 3 times in the video where the ball went up in the air. He was the guy that got it. Wouldn't be surprised if he plays safety. And by the way, if he's already 205, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up playing linebacker. He's already 205. He could be the Koa Farmer linebacker.
Interesting.
Potentially.
Interesting.
But here's the thing. I don't think they want to do that because what he does best is choke out receivers.
And erase them.
You know, at the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's what he does. So my questions with him, good and willing tackler, by the way. Very willing tackler, good tackler. My questions for him were... his length. He didn't look 6 foot to me. And he didn't look like he had long arms. And then speed. You know, he didn't look real fast, but they weren't running by him either. So I'm a little bit unsure as to what his speed is, but I liked him. I mean, both these guys, I can totally see why Penn State offered them. They both have like, it's almost like when you get a JUCO kid. There's always going to be something wrong with them. That's why they went JUCO. But you're looking for redeeming qualities. And Norval is the ability at that size to get down the field.
Right.
And Jair is just how physical he is with the corners. I mean, with the receivers at the line of scrimmage.
40 tackles, 3 pass breakups, 5 INTs, and a pick 6 last year for Jair. That's it for quarter 2 from the Labatt Studio. Stick with us. Ask Ross is next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.